podcasting brought to you by New Constructs, an independent investment research firm committed to helping our clients invest wisely and confidently. Visit newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor and market veteran, David Trainer.
Hi, this is David Trainer, CEO of New Constructs. I need to highlight an article from CNBC today. Super bullish Netflix call draws analysts' ridicule. Well, you all know that it has drawn my ridicule. But today, after shares rose to an all-time high because of an upgrade from Merrill Lynch, a more prominent analyst from Wedbush Securities made this comment, as quoted in the CNBC article. Quote, the sell side has been denigrated to an institution that simply tells you which direction a stock has been moving. They're momentum players, he said in a phone interview with CNBC. All that you need to do to value a company as a sell side analyst is look at a stock chart. I've been telling you for some time that the conversation about risk is upside down. And that's exactly what Mr. Pachter is saying about the dialogue from Wall Street on stock risk. Because it's been going up, it's a good stock. No, that's the opposite. Because it's been going up, it's more risky. And so I want to just take a moment to applaud Michael Pachter, Wedbush Securities, applaud his firm, because he's telling the truth, and he's one of the few of them. The folks at Merrill Lynch, not so much, I must say. They're actually raising their target price to $722, something crazy. And as Pachter says, a lot of these guys, they're overlooking the fundamentals. And that's content costs. As I said many times, their content costs are growing faster than revenues. The margins in the international markets are negative. The implications of the stock price at $450 were absurd. At $550, incredibly absurd. At $722, we're talking about a Zulily situation here, ladies and gentlemen. Right? Remember Zulily? The one that the Stifel analyst said was so cheap and such a good stock, and then they had to publish an apology not too long thereafter. There are going to be plenty of analysts that are going to need to publish an apology when Netflix finally comes back to Earth. Because I'm not telling you that it's possible, or the question here about Netflix is not if, it's just when. The expectations, the fundamentals just don't add up, and it's not even close. You know, Pachter says the same stuff that I say, right? Their costs are set to increase dramatically. They've got more and more competition, you know, whatever. He also says his target price is around the same as mine. I said 250, he says 270, right? And he, like me, is ready to admit that it may not happen tomorrow, may not happen in 6 months, but at the end of the day, that's what the real value is closer to, right? And he says every day, he says he gets calls from people like CNBC and other investors asking if we're ever going to throw in the towel on Netflix. You know, he says, weaker people than I just give up. But if you look up Lemming in the dictionary, you'll see that my picture's not there. Awesome quote, right? Even Jim Cramer saying that the Bank of America call is an extraordinary reversal, right, from where their more bearish stance was. And it's clear that these guys are trying to get in line for some equity, some buyback deal, some potential secondary offering. Whatever corporate banking activity that Netflix is about to do is signaled by the fact that you've got some Bank of America, Merrill Lynch analysts going out there and saying good things about the stock. Because I tell you what, Netflix isn't going to give it to Wedbush Securities, most likely. Or at least they're definitely not going to give them a significant share. They may give them a little of the opportunity, but not nearly as much as they're going to give firms like Merrill Lynch that say positive things. That's the way it works, my friends. And it's not just me, another Wall Street analyst, Michael Pachter at Wedbush, saying the same thing I'm saying. So it comes back to the same old message. Risk is what matters. And if you want research that focuses on risk, look to New Constructs.